part two of a Bible teaching by David E. Ball titled Ethnic Nonsense.
Each area had its own rules of conduct. Now, if you don't believe me, Paul told the girls at Corinth to shut up. But when Paul himself went to Caesarea Maritime, and it was the house of Philip, the girls spoke up and Paul shut up. Because Philip was in charge there and he made the rules. How many understood what I just said? Okay, I'm in charge here tonight. And Betty said that I could say that. And I'm telling you that everybody here can speak up. And it has nothing to do with male or female. Because I'm just like Paul. Paul said, finally, I'm coming to the place where I'll know no man after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And in spirit, we're all the same. You see? See on this? So as far as I'm concerned, in this society, we do not have a hierarchy where males are superior to females. Except in bullpen. Well, some of you are even arguing about that. But we do have laws in the state when the man, you know, man and woman are married, where the laws are clear that he is responsible for the bills. You didn't know that? Well, all right, we'll let that go then. We're different, but we're the same. We have all the same rights to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, but we don't expect each other to act the same. Perform the same. And so it was in God's selection of Israel and the Jew. But the old man said, now, the scepter shall not depart from Judah till Shiloh come. Judah produced the kings of Israel. There was something basic about the quality of the genetic strain from that Jew that produced kings, bosses, governments. Come on. Now, the old man said, it will not depart till Shiloh come. Did Shiloh come? Now, there's where the clincher is. There are still people teaching us that the Jews are going to sit on thrones and rule us Gentiles. Listen, friend, Shiloh came. That does not give them a superior place on the thrones anymore. Though at one time, they had to be the kings. For the King of Kings is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Lion of the... What does that mean, the Lion of the tribe? The boss. Top banana. You know, that was a... what we call a colloquial expression, Lion of the Tribe. We call him Top Banana. Chief Honcho. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? The boss. The top man. Jesus Christ. He is the head of all kings. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All right. Now, we've come to this concept of chosen, and we've been playing with that one and seeing, well, now, maybe they're not chosen for what we thought they were. And now we found out they're drafted. And this choice is not theirs, but it's God's, and it's for service, not blessing. But when these people are disobedient, the Bible is also clear that God only wants obedient soldiers. How many knew that? I wasn't a soldier, I was a sailor. But I sure learned discipline and to be obedient. I'm telling you, they beat that into me until, you know, and scared me and did all kinds of things like that until when they said jump, I said how high on the way up? That's why I left. anyway. But when we're disobedient, God says to Israel and says to her sister, Judah, that's not exact words, but the closest in Jeremiah there. He said, I'm giving you a bill of divorcement. Now, how's that for the apple of his eye? You see what I'm saying? The apple of his eye, the most perfect and precious part, is true when we're obedient. But it's not true when we're disobedient. We're going to move this over into the New Testament in just a minute. Now we're going to get on a very sensitive subject, and that's on the subject of intermarriage, and it'll be racial intermarriage. And I said all that to say this. Oh, boy, you can cut the air with a knife now, can't you? In the realm of racial intermarriage, listen carefully. I have never recommended a racial intermarriage. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? I have never recommended a racial intermarriage. I have never condemned anyone who entered into it. Can't you see the difference? Now, the reason this is so important to me is there are people who cannot see this difference. There have been people who have come to me in personal counseling, and I didn't condemn them for the thing they did, and they took that and ran with it as approval for the thing. See? Now, there's a difference between approval and non-condemnation. Jesus said to the woman taken in the act of adultery, "Neither do I now go and..." But in our society, and especially because of the thoughts have been brought to us by church, people cannot see this difference. In the realm of intermarriage, how many will realize and admit the Bible is cram-packed full of racial intermarriage? And I told you I don't approve of it. I told you I don't recommend it. Now why? Here's why. People who are married within their own race have lots of problems. Somebody who's been married over 2 weeks. Admit it. Next point. People who go outside of their social realm and marry someone outside of their social context are asking for, just plain asking for more trouble. Now, one generation ago, a Protestant could not marry a Catholic. Come on. And in so doing, they just plain were sticking out their chin asking for trouble. Now, in this generation, there's a little more of it, but would you agree grandmas are still kicking up their heels and making trouble? And those are people of the same race, different religion. How many understand what I'm saying on this? So when we go into this racial thing, we get a more intense reaction to this intermarriage. But when we bring condemnation against a racial intermarriage, does anybody remember in Numbers 12? Somebody turn to it. Numbers 12. And we'll read about it. Very interesting. Huh? I'm down here in the Moses with the Cushite, number 12:1. That's the one I want. Numbers 12:1. This is Moses. How many will agree that Moses was a man of God? God's man of faith and power, the man of the hour.
Moses had the microphone.
And what did he do? Read it to me in Numbers 12:1. Somebody read it. Who's got it? Out loud.
Marion.
Go ahead. Marion, his sister. Go ahead.
Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman
whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman.
Now, the first use of the word Ethiopian, if you look in your margin note, it's Cushite. Is that right? And the next word in the Hebrew is Ethiopian. Now, if you will look on any map, you'll find Cush is the name of the people who lived in a geographic area called Ethiopia. Okay? He married a Cushite that lived in Ethiopia. I know it said he married an Ethiopian woman who lived in Ethiopia, but the Hebrew says he married a Cushite who lived in Ethiopia. Okay? Now, does anybody know what color her skin was? It was B-L-A-C-K. An Ethiopian is a black person. An Egyptian, what we call a southern, I mean a lower Egyptian, which is a northern Egyptian, is more fair. And by the way, all the pharaohs were mulattoes. You had to be a mulatto to be a pharaoh. Do you know what a mulatto is? The child of an interracial marriage. Okay. And so Moses married a well, I don't know if I can get away with this or not, but is that what the Bible says? Moses entered into an interracial marriage. And he produced children too. We'll see some more about all this later on. And Miriam and Aaron condemned him. Now what's the difference between non-condemnation and approval? Condemnation and non-approval. We caught that or not. How many know that interracial marriages still are not socially acceptable in most of the society of this country? I said most. You agree? Would you agree there's nothing new under the sun? And would you agree it wasn't socially acceptable back then? And would you agree the social leaders, Miriam, how many understood that was the Nancy of the party? You didn't catch that. The social center. The leader. She got after her brother with great condemnation. And this is why, one of the reasons I've always been, you know, one of the things, there are certain things I conduct my life after. One of them is judge not, you be not judged. Condemn not, you be not condemned. And then I saw what happened. If you read on, she was so concerned about being white that God turned her white. How many know when you get leprosy, you turn white? And he made her chalk white. And she got leprosy. How about that for being white? Now, is Brother Ebal teaching intermarriage? But he's teaching, watch it out, watch your tongue, watch condemnation. If you were counseling and giving advice, Brother Ebal is very clear on this. He says, advise them not to do it. They're asking for trouble. But how many know that intermarriage, like abortion and a lot of other things, are very personal business? Did you catch it? And if somebody, in their own personal way, makes a decision this way or the other way, it's up to me to keep my nose out of it. Now, if they invite my nose into it before the act, whatever the act, you understand me? I have a right to teach and give opinion. But when they go ahead and do it, then I have to stand back and judge not, condemn not, keep my mouth shut, or I might catch the chalk disease. Isn't that what it said there? All right. So this gives me a very sensitive chalk line to walk. How about that? Have to be careful about condemnation with these guys. Let's go back to another one. You remember old Joseph? He was the people. He was the man who led him down there. But Joseph was the man who was the visionary. He was the man who said to Potiphar's wife, "Let's split, baby." And after he came up with the answer about the fat cows and the skinny cows, where's Tom? You knew I'd get that in, didn't you? All right. After he came up with the answer, Pharaoh said, "Bring me a ring. I want to put that on this man's hand. Bring me a robe and a crown and put shoes on a man's feet and give him a chariot and beavers to go out in front of him. And he will be the head of the nation only." Only one thing. "Only in the throne will there be one greater, and that's me. But there'll not be a hand lifted or a foot moved in Egypt except the old Joe says so." That's a paraphrase, but that's what he meant. And then Pharaoh gave him Asenath, the daughter of the priest of On, a beautiful girl, a girl of the court, a magnificent looking and probably smart woman, to be his wife. And in verse 50, it says that Manasseh was born. And in verse 52, it says Ephraim was born of this woman. How's that for pure Israelite lineage in the tribes? See what's happening? Ephraim and Manasseh now are half-breeds. Israelite and Egyptian. Oh, the people can only take so much, Betty. Betty's right. Am I upsetting you? How many know these are Bible stories? How many know it's truth? Are we teaching people to enter into this kind of relationship? Because you're going to be in trouble if you do. But I want you to see something. God's man, Joseph, married outside of Israel. God's man, Moses, both of his wives were outside Israel. I left the other one go. How many know Zipporah was a Midianite? And Jethro, her father, was the priest of the Midianites, and he did not even know Yahweh. The priest of the Midianites did not know Israel's God. And it was Jethro who told Moses to choose 70 men, not God. A man who did not even know Yahweh, because Yahweh said, "If you will hear my voice and listen to me." That's another story, 2 hours. But Zipporah, his wife, had a child of Moses, and she said, "Thou art a bloody man," and cast the foreskin at his feet. You remember that one? And there was kind of a split there, and it might indicate a divorce. I don't know whether you recognize that or not. And Moses had another wife later, the Ethiopian Cushite. No one would say that Moses was a polygamist. Then, of all things, I want to come down here. Is that one on your paper, the bottom one? No. Write S-A-L-M-O-N dash Rahab. Matthew 1:5 and Joshua chapter 2. Can you read it there? Sorry, I left that off, but you can write it down there. Salmon, S-A-L-M-O-N, Rahab, R-A-H-A-B, Matthew 1:5, Joshua 2. You remember the story? Well, Moses was dead. His lieutenant was down in charge, Joshua. And they were going to take Jehoshaphat, the battle of Jericho. And he sent two spies over to check out Jericho. Oh, and there was a story in the Bible there that those of us teach Sunday school that wish they'd have never put in. Because those spies went out to Jericho and stopped at one of those red light district places. Bible students, tell me if I'm right or wrong. It was called the harlot Rahab. And I looked that word up and it said what it meant and meant what it said. And it says in the King James, the two men went into her house and lodged there. The word lodged is not the word lodged. I looked it up. It says they laid there. Even the translators couldn't. We're having trouble with what it says. Listen, we know what business she was in. That's why they call it red light, because out of that window went a scarlet cord. You remember the story? And then she protected their lives. You remember all this? And then they said, okay, well, she was not of Israel. She was a Canaanite. And the worst part about it is in the lineage of Jesus Christ. It says, and Solomon begat Boaz of Rahab. Matthew 1:5. Solomon begat Boaz of Rahab. And it's very plain that this was the Rahab that had neon signs. Here's what's making it worse. This is in the direct lineage of Jesus Christ. Now, this is going to be hard on some, but how do you like it when I say that your Savior's great-great-great-great-great-grandma was a whore? One way or the other now, you either knock me down with Scripture or leave me alone. Is that what it says? Our God's the God of another chance. Are you hearing me? Neither did I condemn thee. Now pick up the pieces and start your life again. Canaanite? Yes. Did God tell him to go and kill the Canaanites? He sure did. And then he put a Canaanite in the direct lineage of Jesus Christ. If that wasn't enough, their son Boaz married Ruth, and that girl was a Moabite. She wasn't an Israelite. She was a Moabite. You remember the story? The guy took off his shoe and threw it and all that kind of stuff. That's where we get that divorce thing about feet and... Well, anyway. I will go... How is that? Where thou goest, lodge where thou lodgest. Thy people shall be my people and thy God shall be my God. There, all right, thank you. And that, use that even in weddings today. Have you heard it recited in weddings today? That was a mixed marriage. But when they recite that nowadays, they kind of gloss over some of the details. And it tells you in Deuteronomy 23, you are to vex the Moabites and kill them all. Bible students, am I telling the truth or not? Now this Moabite comes in. Now how much Israelite blood is in this lineage? Quarter? Dear Lord. And Boaz and Ruth produced a man whose name was Obed. And Obed produced Jesse, and Jesse's son was David. And David's great-grandma. Did you hear what I said? King David, the king priest of Israel, his great-grandma was not an Israelite. And his great-great-grandma was not an Israelite. How's that for a pure line? Shall I keep going? Well, let me try a couple more. So David produced Solomon, and Solomon married the Shulamite woman. Song of Solomon's 1, 5, and 6, and 6, 13. And here's one for you that's going to be even harder to take. The Shulamite and Shunammite, Shulamite and Shunammite, according to scholars, are the same thing. Same word, scholar-wise. There's a little problem in this Hebrew, but it's too much for now. And the Shulamite woman was Abishag. Now, some of you remember Abishag. I don't know. This is an X-rated story, but the Bible says that King David, toward the last of the chapter of Samuel, King David got old and was about to die, it says in the Bible. You remember that story? And it says he gat no heat. Figure that one out. And it says, so they had a beauty contest and went all around throughout all the nations. Now, how many know by now David has got 18 wives? And they picked Abishag, Miss America, the most beautiful, voluptuous, sensuous female that they could find anywhere. And it says they took him into David and put her into bed with him, and it says he still got no heat. And the Bible says that's when they knew he was about to die. How many know why I don't teach Sunday school no more? How many know it's Bible?
Please stop your machine and turn this cassette over.